This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Welcome back to the Own It Show, Coach Conversations. I'm Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
So guys, I know we often talk about what does it mean to level yourself up? What does it mean to push yourself beyond boundaries and really challenge yourself in a positive way, not just mentally and physically, but also spiritually and emotionally? And we know that with what we talk about with HRV, that our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional stress. It's just known as stress. And we have certain bodily adaptations and bodily functions that ultimately respond to that. And if we're positively or negatively adapting, we're going to show signs and symptoms. And so we come and we bring our guest today that, to be honest with you, has challenged himself in a multitude of ways in the furthest direction possible with every adventure race you can imagine. We've heard of Spartan Race. We've heard of DecaFit. We've heard of the Deca Mile. We've heard of the Deca Triad. We've heard of all of these amazing adventure races, and the guy's been involved in it since it seems like the onset. And I don't know if there's anybody better to talk about how he's seen transformation in people that have come through his community, how he's built a community about challenging yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally through adventure races. So Yancey Culp, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you for taking time to grace us in our virtual box.
Thank you guys for having me. It's funny, as you were introducing me as kind of a semi-adventure racer, if you would call hanging out on Joe DeSena's mountain in Pittsville, Vermont for 72 hours doing the Spartan Death Race, that's the ultimate adventure race that I've done of the most extreme. And that's where I met our wild, crazy CEO, Joe DeSena, the owner, founder of Spartan. I'm about 50 hours into this race and I find myself talking business with Joe DeSena. And that was back in 2013. Spartan had been around for a couple years, and I've been working with that crazy, awesome man ever since in various ways. And yeah, we've pulled a lot of people off of the couch, $7+ million to be exact, with everything that we've done at Spartan. And as you mentioned, now Spartan Deca, which I could talk for 3 to 4 hours about Spartan Deca, man. It's a very passionate project that Joe allowed me and our small team to launch. And it's been an absolute game changer, and what's to come is going to continue to change the game, my friend.
I love it. And you talk about as you've kind of brought these people off the couch, the $7+ million, and helped to continue to push forward the Spartan mentality and the Spartan races, the adventure races, the death race, obviously, that you just alluded to, the new brand within Spartan Deca that has really just kicked off with some of the others that I'm sure you're competing with some of the High Rocks games and some of the other really into kind of like a new version of the CrossFit games as well. But kind of speak to me about where that passion lies within you. How did you get into this? What's your story as to why you've fallen in love so deeply with this area of self-challenge, actualization in some way, shape, or form through the lens of fitness?
Yeah, and I know you can speak of this as well as a coach yourself. It doesn't matter what level of fitness we're working with, somebody just getting off the couch, professional NHL players like yourself, and everybody in between. We are in a business. We chose a career where you can't fake it. If you don't passionately love fitness and coaching, you're not going to make it. There's so many careers we could choose to where, you know, you can close the door and just crunch the numbers, or you can fake it and you can make it, but you can't in fitness. And I tell people all the time, young entrepreneurs that want to dive into fitness and people that want to become fitness coaches, I'm like, listen, if you don't passionately love this, I can promise you, you're going to be exposed and you're not going to ultimately love what you're doing. I've coached middle school, high school, college, pro level athletes. But ultimately the greatest enjoyment I had was coaching. I had my own business for 15 years, coaching very, very large group exercise classes. I was a one-man show. Most of them would be outdoors, and I'd have anywhere from 50 to 100 people come up, all levels of fitness, designing and programming around helping people realize the power of saying yes to you know what, I'm going to take care of my beautiful machine today. I may not be where I want to be, but I've decided to say yes to this workout. And my job as your coach is to provide you with an experience that says, you know what, I want to come back tomorrow. Because I'm starting to stack good days on top of good days, and I'm starting to realize the benefit of what it means to live a life fueled by fitness. And there's so much joy and level of service that comes to not only you, but every single person in your life when you decide to say, you know what, I'm not going to be the guy or the girl that says, you know, back in the day when I was in high school, when I was in college, back in the day for me is going to be right now. I'm going to be the best version of myself right now. I'm going to 4, 5, 6 days a week. I'm going to take care of my beautiful machine. We like to call it at DECA, be selfish with a little bit of your time every single day by you saying, I don't care how crazy life is. I'm going to get to my group class, or I'm going to take 30 minutes and get this training session in. You're being selfish at that moment, but that's a beautiful selfish, because every single person in your life is going to benefit by you being able to say yes down the road. It may be your kids when they say, hey, dad, let's go on the vacation to the ski resort or the Grand Canyon. You're going to be able to say yes. And ultimately one day that's going to be your grandkids. And just being able to continue to provide for your family. There's so many people in this world that 40s, 50s, 60s, the body just starts to shut down, and you're saying no to stuff that you shouldn't have to say no to. So that's what we push. That's what I push as a person who loves and cherishes trying to graciously teach people the power of taking care of themselves. So it doesn't matter if I'm coaching somebody to try to win the Spartan World Championship. We're going to enjoy it. And ultimately, there's going to be something that comes after that championship. It's way bigger than just that one day. There's so much power that comes from taking care of a beautiful machine, my friend.
I love it. And my mother has a play on that as well. And she calls it your best yes. And it's about not saying yes to everything, but rather being selfish in terms of what you say yes to, so that you can show up with your best yes in every moment that you choose to utter those three words. And that's, I think, the power that you talk about, is being selfish with your beautiful machine, because there is only so much of that machine that goes around before it starts to have that wear and tear that no longer makes that yes as powerful, that yes as strong, that yes as impactful, that yes as beautiful as it truly could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know, when we talk about ripping 7 million people off the couch with Spartan, you know, I was sitting in Joe DeSena's house in Pittsfield, Vermont. He's got a beautiful 700-800 acres up there in the middle of nowhere, Vermont. It's heaven on earth. And we're sitting in his kitchen and we're talking about, you know, something that's pretty much not debatable. There's a vast percentage of the people walking the planet that we may never get to the mud, the barbed wire, the obstacles on the side of mountains. It's like, let's create something that meets them where they are right now. And that is extremely low barrier of entry, a start line, an event for everybody. If you can walk and breathe, we like to say, if you can walk and breathe, DECA is for you. You know, when you and I, when we work with all these people over the course of our lives, and we've seen all levels of fitness, there's a large percentage that we want to meet them where they are right now. And most participatory sports, let's list them real quick. Triathlons, marathons, half marathons, Spartans, Tough Mudders, the CrossFit Open, the CrossFit Murph, all these things we hear about all the time. They're out there, but other than about 10 to 20% of the people walking the planet, most people are looking up at that saying, that is crazy. There's no way I can even think about doing that. We wanted to completely flip the script and say, you know what? We're going to create something that is 100% for the masses. And you cyborg elites, you can come join us if you want. And that was really and truly, in a nutshell, that was one of the key reasons why we really broadened our bookends at Spartan and came up with DECA. And now everybody's stepping into the arena and enjoying it. And so yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've tested tens of thousands. We've had over 200 events, inside our affiliate gyms and in the five or six big events. And you're going to be coming to one in January here in Austin, my hometown. So super excited about that.
That's really powerful, Yancey. And it's clear that you have not only found your passion, but you're now using it and sharing it with the world to help other people be best versions of themselves as well. And listening to you speak, it's amazing to see that you are using your passion to support you, your passion of fitness and taking care of your best self to support you so that you can live in alignment with your values. Things that you mentioned, like family, like, you know, making sure that you're traveling with your family, all of these types of things that it's clear you really value. You've found a way to use your passion to enable those things. What I'm curious about is, tell us about the journey of discovering DECA and getting to the point of where you're at today.
Yeah, when you've there's some unique research out there, and this is when I say this, some people, it's like such a head scratcher to them, but research shows that about 80% of the people walking the planet made it through middle school, high school. They didn't play team sports. And in many cases, they've never stepped up to a start line, or it's been a long, long time. So they never really competed. And I like to say that everybody deserves to have their sport, their event. And knowing what I said a few minutes ago is very factual, that most people look up to these things that to us, maybe it's like, oh, it's just a weekend. Let's go have fun in the mud, or let's go run the marathon or the triathlon, or we'll participate in the CrossFit Open this year. There's a vast majority that are just like, no. So I said, in our little, our small team, we're still a small team. We said, we're going to create something, and we're going to look at 2,000 to 3,000 years ago when it wasn't fitness, wasn't exercise. It was survival. The most basic forms of movement. Getting on the ground, getting off the ground, pushing something, pulling something, lifting something, carrying something, the three most rudimentary forms of transportation, cycling, rowing, and skiing. We're going to put these 10 zones together. And the entire time, we're maniacally focused. I mean, I remember times of sitting, my wife's got pictures of me sitting with dry erase boards and just 4 a.m, I'm like shuffling things around. And I'm like, you know what? If I am not going to be happy until virtually every single human walk on the planet, I don't care if they have never done a single jumping jack in their life. If they walk up to our start line, if somebody talks them in, if one of the three of us talks them to come into that event that day or that DECA workout, 99.9% of them are going to be able to complete it. That was so radically important for this. And we landed in a great spot. Now, to your question, for 25 years, I've been coaching group fitness, 20 plus in an area where, at a level where it was a full blown business, and you know, it was my livelihood. I've always had multiple things going on, but fitness has always been a huge component of it. So when you've coached 5,000 plus group exercise classes, and you've dealt with all levels, you learn how to make a workout that and program a session that caters to everyone. Doesn't matter whoever shows up, but we have a way of structuring it to where everybody's going to enjoy the process today, and always bring in the mental conditioning side of it that, like I said earlier, that says, you know what, I do think, like, where they get that little drug release that we know from a scientific background that we talked about in the pre-show, the chemicals that are released, and just that magical feelings like, oh my gosh, this is what it's all about. And so when we could create a start line that introduces more people to fitness, and I think, and I don't want to say the common participatory sports have gone wrong by no stretch. I mean, you could go out and walk your marathon or walk your half marathon, but it had to be something that sparked these people that are 100 pounds overweight and really unfit, and are just now thinking about beginning their journey. I wanted them to have the biggest smile on their face when they finished and truly feel like, oh my gosh, that was I made the finish line. And so it's a combination of just many, many years of working with all levels and saying, you know what, I want to build their sport.
I want to go back to what you talked about here for a second, and it's really creating your own start line. And a lot of our audience is coaches, entrepreneurs, executives, consultants, and people who are serving. They're serving others. They're there to make an impact. They're there to have a hand in other people's success. And quite frankly, what happens with those types of people, they think of themselves last. They don't do what you talked about at the beginning and become beautifully selfish to look after your own self, because that's what you have to. But what is the experience like for somebody who was to dive into a DECA event and really be able to give themselves that beautiful moment of selfishness that they become addicted to it? They get that dopamine or serotonin hit that we're speaking about. That's like, wow, this could be my thing that I continue to move through.
Beautiful question. Spartan, we call it the Spartan paradox. And it's, if you'll put something on the calendar, more times than not, you're going to be much more likely to stick with your program, whatever you, it's like, I got to get prepared for that. And the game changer was, like, going back to what I said, is that no harm, no foul, but that our Spartan races, our Tough Mudders, you know, they are high barrier of entry for a very large percentage of people. And we're like, we're going to go way down here. And that's, you know, it was about saying, I would say there's probably 4 or 5 businesses that I started because of an idea I had when I was in the middle of a workout, a training session. It's just magic. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Magic happens. And I was like, we've got to find a way. We're going to provide that for more people, because there are so many people that just are not experiencing that. We've got to come up with this beautiful plan. That's like, when Susie goes home, so Susie and Bill do their DECA Strong or DECA Mile inside their one of our gym affiliates. We know we have hundreds of gym affiliates across the country now. They do that DECA workout or that class. And now Susie or Bill are going home and talking to their neighbor, their coworker, their friend or family member. And they authentically mean it when they're talking to that friend that's 100 pounds overweight and unfit. And they're like, this is for you. This was created for you. So now, and I'm probably doing a disservice question, but what happens is fast forward 2 or 3, 4 years from now, and we have a vastly higher percentage of people that have walked up and competed. They've been able to put something on their calendar that was a 5 to 10 minute drive from their home. You know, as our affiliate program grows, we're now having anywhere from 3 to 7 official Spartan DECA workouts happening inside our affiliate gyms every single weekend year round. And so, yeah, the magic is just knowing that every single weekend and every day in some DECA group class or on the weekends with the DECA events, there's more people putting those events on the calendars and they're reaching the finish line.
I love the idea of getting people to participate and define their starting line. And as you said, you're getting people off the couch. You're changing the way of lifestyle for thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis. Now, what do you say to those people who have found their starting line, complete their first race, cross that finish line? How do you tell them, or what would your advice be to them? Maybe some of them are listening here today. To maintain fitness as a part of their lifestyle every day or every week, right? Because as you said earlier, it's integral to you being able to live your best life.
The most important thing, and we push this pretty hard at Spartan DECA, is we're going to shift our language a little bit. The number one thing we're going to do is start calling it training and not exercising and working out. And there's two things that will help drive that home. One, we truly want you to, and it doesn't have to be a Spartan or a Tough Mudder or a DECA, but we truly want you to keep something on the calendar, because the research is crystal clear. You are much more likely to stick to it if you'll put on the calendar. But I don't care, even if you do that first DECA and you never put anything else on the calendar again, we still encourage you to call it training, because you are ultimately training for life. I've had clients the moment they started shifting their language, it's just common, you know, exercise and working out is so commonly used. Well, that's what most people that kind of dive into it, that's what they call it. When you shift the wording and you say training, you feel more like an athlete. Now, what we do at DECA is we give you your sport. You know, Justin, you train hockey, world-class hockey players, the best of the best. They've got a sport. You know, I train professional obstacle course racing athletes and high school football players and college baseball players. And this man, they've got their sport. But for 9 out of 10 people, they're not in anything that they specifically call sport. So the moment they call it training, it just feels better to them. And we tell them, all of us as coaches have a responsibility to tell them, you are an athlete. I don't care if you've never stepped up to the start line or never played a specific sport. You're an athlete because we are always training for life. Remember what we said first and often when the podcast first started rolling is being able to say yes to those things. I mean, right, you're 20, 30, 40. I'm 49, getting ready to turn 50. Because I've been selfish, I now say as yes to as many things that getting ready to be 50 as I did when I was 20 and 30. In many ways, I'm in the best shape of my life. And that's because stacking on thousands of days of saying yes. And I was training for life. I don't think I was using those exact terms back in the day when I was a young pisshead, but I was training for life. And now I'm in the 50, I mean, getting ready to turn 50. And there's nothing I will say no to. And that's because even though back in my 20s and 30s, when I didn't quite know it like I know now, but I never let myself slip. I've never gone more than a couple of days without at least saying, I got to do something today to break that 2 or 3 day cycle. You know, I got to get back in the game. Putting something on the calendar will help you so, so much. But anybody listening to this right now, I encourage you. I don't care if you're going for a 45-minute spin class today. You are going to train. That is not exercising. That is not working out. You're going to train, my friend. And that's what you tell yourself. And let that eventually become, if you love cycling, then you're gonna sign up for a road, a century ride or something, or the local 30K road race, whatever. Get something on the calendar. Beautiful magic happens when you do it. And the moment that race is over, you start looking for your next thing. A couple a year, something that challenges you. It just keeps it keeps the fire stoked. Speaking of that, we're getting ready to launch DECA Fire, our most lowest barrier of entry workout training session at DECA. And that's going to be a great 10 zone body weight challenge test for the whole world. I mean, if you have a living room or a bedroom, you can test DECA Fire. So when I said stoke the flames, it made me think of that for a second.
I love it. It brings me back to where you talked about, like, when you're in a workout session or you're training or you're running or you're swimming or whatever it is. And all of a sudden you get these business ideas, these things, you get back into this flow state. And it's Stephen Coulter talks about it all the time, is high performance is simply making your biology work for you. And our biology was meant to move. Our biology was meant to be active. And that's literally what we were built for. And when we come back to that, we create cellular alignment within us to get into flow state easier. And the unique thing about flow state is that for all of us who are sitting at our desks going, I gotta work harder. I gotta focus. My mind's drifting, but I gotta bring it back. I gotta get into flow state. Why can't I get into flow state? When we actually practice it in the way in which we just spoke about, which is through exercise, through movement, through training, it actually allows us to tap into our flow state easier. We're practicing that feeling. We are practicing what that actually means to be in that state. And we can call upon it when we're now sitting at our desk, when we're going into a meeting, when we're going into a presentation, when we're working, when we're with our family, whatever it is that we are requiring. So the training that you're talking about and training for life is so important when it comes to flow state, cellular alignment, cellular function, and high performance, that it's not just about the moment that we're there, but it's actually empowering us to have a very impactful life outside of that given investment of training time that we look for. So I absolutely could not agree with you more. Go ahead.
No, it's all.
I was going to say, what would you tell somebody that has gone to some form of training? They've engaged in some form of training before. They've had a personal trainer. They signed up for a marathon. They've done a triathlon. They've maybe done a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder or a CrossFit Open or something that they're like, you know what, I need this in my life, but I've had a really bad experience. I've been, it just hasn't worked for me. I don't like that. I traditionally have this mindset that it's not for me. And so there's a barrier there. What would you do to help coach them through that, to coach them around it, and to help them get back to that start line?
Specifically speaking, having a lot of experience with Spartan and Tough Mudder, I always encourage everybody, you know, earlier when I said they're a high barrier of entry, I always encourage people to sign up for an open wave. I don't care if you're even a really good athlete, sign up for those open waves, get out there with the masses and just see the amazing community. There's something about getting out in the wild, just the woods and the mountains in the middle of nowhere, an hour and a half from town, and being out there with 10,000 people and just slowly making your way through that course while you're getting assistance. You know, if you're racing for the podium and the elite of the age group, it's you versus you that day. But when you're out there in the open, it is about teaming together and accomplishing that course together in many ways. And that's the beauty. That's the, we talk about 7 million people. There's magic there. Somebody finally got that person talked into doing that race. And we've got a high rate of return once you go out and experience that. Hit me with your question one more time. I got a little off track there.
I was just going to say, if you find, and you answered it where you said, get into the community, engage in the community, do it with, I'm guessing you were talking about even do it with somebody, have a partner that you go into it with, have a group of people you go into it with.
Yeah. Because the question was,
how do you get somebody back to the start line when they've gone through something, maybe not Spartan, but a different type of training that they've been doing, and it was a negative experience for them. Where do you?
That's a great, great question. Because one thing that I do, a lot of coaches, group fitness coaches, personal trainers, professional coaches, and everybody in between, they get very protective. And I always felt like every session I had, I was trying to coach. You know, I knew that nine out of 10 of my people were never going to, they didn't want to go get certified and being a fitness coach. They didn't care about that. They had their own careers. But I always was trying to get them to put their coaching hat on. And the moment I could get a member of mine or a client of mine to put their coaching hat on and they would talk somebody into coming to class, oh man, they were hooked. Mm-hmm. They felt they had coach mode on and they influenced somebody's life and they were geeked up and excited. And number one, I was calling them a coach. It's like we all coach and teach every single day. I don't care if you're not a certified teacher, certified coach, you are coaching and teaching every day. Heck, as a parent, I'm coaching and teaching every day. Some of us are better coaches than others, but really put that service-minded coaching, teaching hat on. And so as coaches, we coach our members to do that. And that just becomes, it's like this matrix, just this beautiful thing starts happening and they're out there recruiting and it's nothing. Don't come at it at all about, well, it's going to make my business stronger. No, it's about truly providing that level of service and you're going to impact somebody's life. Because if you get them to class, you get them to the event and you do everything you can to make sure they have a good experience. It could change that person's life. It could reverse heart disease, cancer, an early untimed death, a life of obesity into our 40s, 50s, and 60s that didn't need to happen. There's so much prevention that comes. So to really put the bow on the package for your question was, you've got to be comfortable getting outside of your, you know, that if it makes you uncomfortable to really try to graciously push, you got to push that aside. And you're like, I'm gonna graciously try to motivate somebody today. Don't be too shy to do that because magic can happen. I was influenced by a couple of people in my life early on because they pushed the heck out of me and it changed the game for me. They served me and I don't care if you're just not getting your journey started, but you felt a little spark. Any listeners right now, you're 6 weeks into this program and you still think, man, I'm overweight and I'm thin. I'm still kind of a hot mess. It doesn't matter. If you feel that spark, you reach out and grab somebody, you start influencing people. And that, matter of fact, they may listen to you before they'll ever listen to Coach Yancey or Coach Dustin, because you know what, you're kind of meeting them where they're at right now. So don't be afraid to be a coach.
I don't think you could have segued into the next question, even had I asked you to. You know, it's a lot of what you just said really resonated, because what we talk about so much with ownership is this idea of service. And at the beginning, we talked about how you use your passion to serve others, but actually you're taking it a level further. You are asking others who you're serving to actually go out and go a level deeper and put on their coach hat and serve people even a level past you. And that's amazing. That is truly service at its finest. And it's what we here at Own It like to call an ownership mentality. It's so clear that you live highly in this ownership state, because you know what your passion is and you're out there using it to serve others. So it's truly, truly something to be recognized. And it's amazing that you're doing that.
None of us have cracked the code, and we're always trying. We wanted to try to crack the code with DECA. It's one of our key reasons for doing DECA, is why have 70 to 80% of people walking on the planet never in the United States area? That number is pretty accurate, depending on who you're talking to, Idea World or Ursa or any of the others. 70, 80% have just never decided to take ownership of their fitness. 70, 80% have never had a gym membership. And there's, in many cases, and some of them may be out there doing something, but the vast majority of them just haven't, the code hasn't been cracked. We haven't pulled them into, taking care of the beautiful machine. We haven't pulled them into the beautiful understanding of what it means to live a life fueled by fitness. And we have to work our butts off every single day. I always say, don't lean on the government thinking the government's going to fix this. We have to fix this. This is our job. It's my job every single day. I rack my brain every single day. It's like, what am I missing?
But with it probably comes a whole lot of fulfillment and knowing what your purpose is every single day. So this is one of our favorite questions from our listeners, is what to you is your definition of ownership in a word or a short phrase?
I have to lean back in on something I said earlier, is that be selfish with your time, provide yourself that short period of time to serve your machine, your beautiful machine, so you can then serve others with your sound mind and body. I'm not super happy with that, but we're going to go with it.
Ownership is being selfish with your time so that you can serve others at your highest capacity.
Yeah. Thanks for cleaning me up, man. Like I said, either live or after the fact, Yancey needs a lot of editing in his life.
That's all right. Hey, you know what? Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
There you go.
I love it. Well, it's so clear. I mean, going back to what you talked about, live events change lives. And that's what getting exposed to a community does. That's what getting exposed to a movement does. And quite frankly, we're all coaches. We're all coaches in a certain light. And in the space of coaching, you can't fake it until you make it. It needs to be led with passion. It needs to be led with a true service mindset. And that involves you putting yourself first, you taking that beautiful selfishness to be implemented so that you can put it forth to that beautiful machine. And as you do that, it starts with just a simple start line. We all have heard the term, just get started. But when you lead up to that start line, you give your opportunity to make a change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And that start line can be anywhere. And we've given you so many opportunities and so many different ways to think about where that start line can happen, so that you can get with a community. You can get to a live event. Live events change lives. And when we do that, we're ultimately different. And we know that success is different. And to do that, we can own it. So with that, guys, we'll see you next week. Success is different. Be different and own it.